Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It has gone final in Atlanta. It was really over from the opening tip as the Knicks dominated from the get-go, as they've dominated the previous two games before tonight in this series. 140-89, an absolute belt-to-ass beatdown of the Atlanta Hawks. And look, this was a series that the Knicks were the bigger team. They were the better team. And this really should have been over in four or five. It went six. It is what it is. But the Knicks were the way better team. They were the bigger team, more talent, more experience, and they certainly flexed their muscles tonight. At halftime, they led by 47 points. 47. The biggest margin of a lead going into halftime in playoff history, 47. And the 140-89 victory is the largest point differential in Knicks history for a playoff win. A 51-point victory in what was just a rocking chair, easy. What this series should have been mostly, and I give Atlanta credit for taking advantage of the Knicks' mistakes and creating a series, a point where, look, it's funny how things change. I was sitting here a week ago, night one of the draft, watching the Knicks put forth a, let's call it like it is, a gutless first half after they lost game two. They were able to battle back in the second half, to their credit, take the lead late in the game, and then have an awful defensive possession, and then an awful offensive possession at the end of the game under 1 minute left. And ultimately, they lost the game, blew the game, and then they were sitting there as we were staring at a must-win game in the first round. Must-win. First round. That was the temperature about a week ago at this time. Now, fast forward a week later, and the Knicks completely throttled Atlanta, three straight, and they made all the adjustments that they needed to make in this series after not make, let's be real, Mike Brown was completely and utterly outcoached in this series prior to the last three games. But the adjustments that they made on CJ McCollum, who was the best player in this series going into game five, but then obviously Brunson with the monster game, McCollum only had, I think, six the previous game and then only 11 tonight. So they made the necessary adjustments defensively on him. they started utilizing Karl Anthony Towns more and early and often, and he had, I think, another triple-double tonight. He had a triple-double on Saturday. Karl Anthony Towns, who should have been the most dominant force in this series from the jump, like Atlanta has no answer for him. What I love from Cat right now, and I hope it continues, is not just the way he's playing basketball, because we know the talent's there. He has everything that you could ever want. If they were to build a basketball player in a lab, it would look like Karl Anthony Towns, and he would have his skill set. The size, not just the height, but the weight that he has, the girth that he has, not only the ability to shoot a basketball, but the way he could pass a basketball, just all the skills that Karl Anthony Towns has been blessed with that he possesses. This is why it can be frustrating at times when he doesn't maximize that potential, or the Knicks don't maximize it. You know, when he is not involved, a Karl Anthony Towns, some of that is on Mike Brown, some of that is on Jalen Brunson, and some of that is on Karl Anthony Towns. But what I love about Cat right now is that mentally, he just looks completely locked in, dialed in, focused, and sharp, which sometimes isn't always the case with him. He can frustrate you with the basketball IQ or lack thereof at times, and there are just things that make you want to rip your hair out. But in this series, which should have been the case because he's the most dominant player on the court by a lot, he really turned it on in the last couple games because they got him involved, and you saw not only the greatness of Karl Anthony Towns, but a guy that is laser-focused, locked in. And Brunson, you knew would be Brunson, of course, too, because he himself, not himself, really the first four games of the series. And you didn't need much from Brunson tonight. It wasn't... Anunoby, by the way, has been terrific. I mean, the plus-minuses from this game, I'm just checking them out now, are absolutely insane. And by the way, I got to own this. It's so funny, too. I have to own this. So I'm watching the game. I got like one eye on the game, one eye on the show, and I'm trying to drink it in and do both. But I'm not totally locked in on every single play as well I would be if I'm on the couch, obviously, because I'm doing a radio show. But, and I'll own this. Yesterday, I was like, well, you know, Mikal Bridges, he's not going to wake up and score 25 points tomorrow. He had 24 points. Great. Thank you. I'm glad I got you going, Mikal. Nice to see it. Plus 40 for Mikal. Plus 41 for Brunson. Plus 42 for OG, who is awesome in the series outside of a couple of missed free throws in game two. OG's been terrific. Hart plus 35. Cat plus 35. That is insane. And in a laugher, you got the Mikal Bridges game. Now, you'd prefer it in a game that was closer, but look, hopefully this gets Mikal Bridges going. Like, it's obviously a lack of confidence when it comes to him, and I thought Mike Brown would be the guy to unlock him. And if we're going to criticize him for... Imagine having a playoff series where Mikal Bridges had 0 points in one game and then another game he had 24. Explain that. I know it's my job to explain it. I can't even explain it. I have no idea. Other than the fact that for the 24 here, this was just a total laugher, and everybody got theirs and everybody got fat. But you know what? The Thunder did this last year. The Celtics did this when they won a championship. They steamrolled teams. Steamrolled them. Especially those that they were better than, which was everybody. And the Knicks have taken that formula. And when they...
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hired Mike Brown. And by the way, we're going to take this up a little bit, and then we're going to take it back down, I promise. But we're going to take it up a little bit now. When they hired Mike Brown, this is what we thought they would unlock. 140, dominating the teams that aren't as good as them. Three-pointers, everybody in the starting lineup contributing. Bridges having 24 points. This is exactly why Mike Brown was hired. To be what the Celtics were when they won a title, or the Thunder were when they won the title last year. A team that just completely crushes their opponents and just has offensive performances that are just awe-inspiring. And by the way, the defense the last three games has been incredible as well. They won this series on both ends of the floor, especially in game 4, 5, and 6. An absolute masterclass by the way, they should be acting this way and playing this way because they were the better and bigger team. So it's not a shock or surprise. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. But for a couple games there, they didn't. I can't say the word on the air, but they Richard around and they played with their food. And they allowed this to be even a slight sweat when you consider what was Saturday night with the season essentially on the line if they didn't win that game. Not only did they win that game going away, they won the next game going away, and they won this one going away. And you know, I'll bring up the point spread every now and then. But the point spread in this game was only, now it went up a little bit before the tip, but it opened at 1.5. So Vegas wasn't confident in the Knicks. Considering the score look at the score. The Knicks could have laid 50 and covered. 50. That's like Alabama playing the Citadel on a Saturday in college football. I think I'm going to lay the 55 points with Alabama today. I mean, that's what this was. So what does that tell me? The Knicks have gone to that next level. They've leveled up. Now be consistent with it because you are going to play a better team. Now, currently, the Celtics are losing. So if they do end up losing, it would be a game 7 in Boston. Celtics-Sixers, obviously. So we don't know right now who the Knicks' opponent's going to be. But either way, they're going to level up an opponent. If they play like this, they're going to smash these teams. They are. But if they play like they did in Game 2 and Game 3, they aren't going to win those games. And if they let wins slip through their fingertips against better teams, it'll cost them. As we take the air out of the balloon a little bit here. Because, yes, this was dominating. Yes, this A-plus effort, if it's there, they'll dominate. But if they don't have that A-plus effort, and if they go a little more B-plus, and they're playing a better team in the next round, which they will be, whether it's the Sixers, who are a tough matchup, or it's Boston, and we know they're a tough matchup, even though I think the Knicks match up well against them, they're a tough matchup because they are a champion. They have the heart of a champion, and they have a lot that they want to take revenge out on when it comes to the Knicks. Because the Celtics, you know, thought they were the better team last year and they felt like they gave that series away, not that the Knicks won that series. But that's for another day because we don't know who is going to win that series yet between the Celtics and the Sixers. But if you let a loss sort of take over when you had the win, you could be in trouble because it's hard enough to beat the Sixers or Celtics, you know, four times. Imagine beating them five times. But if they perform like this and their starting five are all plus 40 or plus 35 and up, which is insane. Mikal Bridges, 24 points in 27 minutes. Look, I've defended Mikal a ton. And I lowered the bar for him, and I'm still skeptical going forward, cautiously optimistic, we'll call it, that he can continue this type of performance. If this is the Mikal Bridges the Knicks get going forward, good luck beating us. And I'm going to say us here. You got that right, especially when the Mets are 10-21. A positive Tommy getting enough shrapnel on that side of the wall. Can I get some good one here for this one? Yeah, let's call it us. It's a big night, a night for celebration. Because I thought for a minute here that the Knicks fan was perhaps waiting almost for the second round, because now it's more of an expectation. You know, it was a couple years ago, it's great to be back in the playoffs. And obviously, you know, when they played the Hawks back in 21, it was like, great to be back. And plus, it was a weird time on the planet Earth. So it was the whole thing was just weird. And Derrick Rose was their best player the Knicks, so the whole thing was bizarre. But then once it got rolling here, and then Jalen Brunson era, and the Cleveland series, and then the Sixers series, the first rounds at those points were not a given. So there was still that feeling of, like, excitement when they won a series. Now that it's the norm, now that it's expected, I was wondering out loud if the Knicks fans were super pumped up for something like this. When you get a game like this, and you see this team perform like they have over the last 3 days, you now start to feel like, wow. Not only did they do what they were supposed to do, what they were expected to do. So it's a golf clap. All right, good. You got through the first round. But you see this type of game and you go, wow, okay. If they perform like this, if they play like this for the rest of this playoff run, then big things are on the horizon. It's just about the consistency with this team. That's always been the case with them.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.